This is Dan Satora here with Michael Carter Williams, drafted 11th overall to the Philadelphia 76ers and a Syracuse alum. Congrats, Michael, and how are you?
Thank you. And, you know, I was just real happy and real excited for, you know, myself, my family, and my friends and teammates. It was just a great time and a great experience.
Still being in the Northeast, being drafted to the Philadelphia 76ers, what does it mean to you to still be playing in the Northeast? Does that hold any weight for you?
You know, I was happy. You know, stay pretty close to my family where they can watch me play. Stay on the Northeast where, you know, I know there's a lot of Syracuse fans and I get a lot of support.
I don't know if you remember this in history, but the Philadelphia 76ers started out as the Syracuse Nationals, so kind of an interesting connection for you.
Yeah, that's, I didn't even know that, and that's awesome.
Looking at the draft, obviously you're going to the Philadelphia 76ers, but bring us into what the experience was like for you to work out for teams, to have to go in front of scouts, to see people constantly looking at you and trying to figure out if you're someone worth taking.
It was a good experience, you know, going to the different places and working out for different teams, you know, seeing the different cities and, you know, working out against different guys was it was a great experience for me, and you know, I had some really good workouts, and I had, you know, a few not so good workouts. So, you know, it was a good learning experience for me.
Were there any workouts that stood out to you? Obviously, again, you go to the 76ers, but were there any other teams that stood out that after the workout you thought, hey, I could probably go here?
Yeah, there was a few workouts, you know, that I really thought I could go, that some teams passed up on me. But, you know, when I went to work out for Philadelphia, you know, I knew this was a place where I could go. So, and, you know, I'm happy to be here.
Jrue Holiday involved in trade talks. If he's not on the team, does that give you the notion that you're potentially starting right away?
Definitely. You know, I think I could, you know, go on there and make an immediate impact.
Directly connected to Jrue Holiday, having the potential chance to play with a childhood friend in Nerlens Noel, what can you say on that?
You know, if that opportunity, you know, presented itself and we got to play with each other, that would be great. You know, it would be a, you know, such a fun time, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
When you look at the Philadelphia 76ers organization, is there anyone that you've built a relationship with so far?
Well, I just had lunch with the, you know, the GM, and, you know, I've been talking with him, so I've really been building a relationship with him. As you know, right now we don't have a head coach, so you know, I haven't really got to build a relationship with them. But, you know, just like the weight trainer, I just try to build a relationship with, because I know, you know, I'm going to need a strong relationship with them.
Not having a head coach for your new team, the 76ers, does that worry you, or are you just happy to be in the NBA?
I'm just happy to be here and, you know, blessed to be here.
Keeping with coaches and looking at Coach Boeheim, what did he do to help you with your game and improve yourself while you were at Syracuse?
You know, he really prepared me for the NBA and, you know, how to be a man in the NBA. And just prepared me in many different situations, which are going to help me along through this process.
Did Coach Boeheim say anything to you after you were drafted?
I haven't got a chance to talk to him yet. He's probably know that, you know, a lot of people are trying to contact me, but, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll talk to him today.
Keeping with Syracuse, what can you say on Brandon Trish and James Sutherland, your teammates on the Orange, didn't get drafted? What are your thoughts on them moving forward?
You know, they're both playing in summer league for a different team, so I'm sure they'll, you know, perform very well and, you know, get picked up. You know, I know James is playing with me in Orlando, for Philadelphia, so you know, I'm sure he'll do great. You know, so I think he'll be fine.
As far as Brandon Trish, any word on where he will be playing for the summer?
I'm not sure if he'll be in Orlando. I know he's playing with Charlotte in Vegas.
I'm sure Cuse Nation will appreciate hearing that they found a place to play as well. Looking at your career, what you did in college, and moving forward, Michael, what do you want to work on the most?
I just, you know, want to improve on my overall game and just keep being more consistent, you know, getting bigger and stronger.
when you look back at Syracuse, is there anything that you would have gone back and changed, or are you ultimately happy with how you left getting to the Final Four?
I'm real proud of my teammates and what we did. It was a great experience. It was an experience that I'll never forget. You know, it was not everyone gets to experience that. So, you know, I was really proud of my teammates.
Going from fourth string option at guard in your freshman season to the starting point guard in your sophomore season at Syracuse, really being your freshman season, your first season out there significantly, are you happy with what you progressed into your last season?
To come in and play, you know, my basically my first year, you know, playing was it was great for me, and I think had a great year and handled, you know, all the situations that I went through very well.
I appreciate, Michael, you taking this time out to speak with me, and I'll see you down at Orlando Summer League shortly.
All right, sounds good.